Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and the Democratic National Convention is right around the corner, and on the third night, we will hear from Barack Obama's vice presidential nominee, and of course, the question is, who will he choose? And he could hold his own star search to try to find someone in the Democratic Party who knows right from wrong. He could nominate John McCain. Of course, that should be a possibility, since wasn't John McCain's name tossed around as a possible VP pick from Al Gore? Wasn't that a possibility? Or he could nominate the very liberal Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who's, of course, pro-socialized health care. Remember, Romney Care in Massachusetts, radically pro-abortion, funding even elective abortions in Massachusetts. So look what's happening to the Republican Party. And the question is, if you look at Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or any of the Republican cheerleaders around the country, what is the number one reason that they are cheerleading for John McCain? What's the number one reason? The number one reason is because the liberal media in America, the liberal media, treated John McCain like he was the elder statesman of the Republican Party. He got more good press coverage than anyone since Bob Dole. You remember Bob Dole? The mainstream media, the liberal media in this country, treated Bob Dole for years like he was a brilliant politician, more than a politician, a statesman. And why did they do that? It was an investment that they made in manipulating the Republican Party to choose a liberal for their party's nomination for president, so that And also a liberal that doesn't look very electable as compared to a young, vigorous Democratic candidate. And so even if the mainstream media lost and the Republicans won, they'd still have a big spending, tax and spend, liberal Republican in the White House. So it wouldn't be like having an actual conservative. So since the positive election, since the positive media coverage of Bob Dole, the next one to come along to receive that kind of attention as a Republican is John McCain. And John McCain was treated with kid gloves by ABC, NBC, CBS, the New York Times, the LA Times, the Washington Post for years. 6-7 years? They treated him like the elder statesman that any political party would want and would covet, somebody who made sense about political issues. That's how they covered John McCain, so that the networks could choose the Republican nominee for president, and that is exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. If you have a blank sheet of paper near you, it'd be neat to take a blank sheet of paper and put one number on it. If you're driving, please be careful. But take a blank sheet of paper and put a number on it of, do your best to estimate the number of people, the number of innocent children. Now, John McCain is said to be, now this is virtually slander. This is the kind of national right to life rumor that should end up being litigated in court. John McCain is said by many pro-lifers to be 100% pro-life. 100% pro-life. Now, that's an astounding claim. The last time John McCain voted to fund surgical abortions, I'm not talking about chemical abortifacients, Plan B, morning after pill. I'm not talking about hundreds of millions of dollars going to Planned Parenthood. I'm not talking about that. And by the way, the reason the liberal media loved John McCain is they saw him as the Republican in the Senate who was closest to their social agenda. That's why they loved John McCain and treated him with such dignity and respect. Years of positive PR from the New York Times and the LA Times. So that's why we'll take a call in a moment. Our number, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. The reason they treated him the way they did with such puff pieces, and John McCain was the go-to guy for years for smart talk on tough public policy issues, is because they viewed him as the liberal, the leading Republican liberal in the U.S. Senate, who would do the most damage to their left-wing liberal agenda if he were elected president. And also they thought he'd be somewhat unelectable as compared to a younger, vigorous, Democratic, likely nominee, candidate. So it's a great tragedy. And on that piece of paper you've got, and then we'll go to the phones, think about a number you could put on that paper. How many innocent people? In Colorado, we have personhood on the amendment. We have personhood on the ballot in November in Colorado, statewide, to acknowledge the God-given right to life, the personhood of the unborn, from that moment of fertilization, that first cell when you're a living human being. So those people, those tiniest boys and girls from that first moment, how many of those people would a McCain White House kill in 4 years? How many of those people? The last time John McCain voted to fund surgical abortions, and he's pro-choice with exceptions, so that's the way he does this. He gets Republican pro-life conservative Christian money and votes. If you Google pro-life right now, if you go on the internet and Google pro-life for weeks, you know what happens? John McCain's campaign pops up, and you click on it, and it goes right to their donate page. That's all you're good for as a pro-lifer. James Dobson said, we are the mistress of the Republican Party. And the mainstream media has been successful in getting the Republican leadership to become increasingly liberal over time. So how many of those tiniest human beings and those little kids that John McCain funded, authorized funding for surgical abortions for some kids who don't deserve love or protection by law, how many, and chemical abortifacients and the morning after pill and dissecting and killing the tiniest boys and girls through ghoulish research on little babies like the snowflake kids who John McCain would fund to kill, research, dissect, and kill. How many tiniest boys and girls would John McCain's White House kill in 4 years? I'd like you to put a number on a piece of paper. And then if you could call me, I'm interested, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Now let's go to Centennial, Colorado. Jane, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Jane. Welcome to the show. I'm excited personhood is on the ballot, Jane.
Yes, it is, and that's the reason why I'm calling. I would like to tell you my background and what happened to me.
All right.
I used to be a very militant feminist. I was a member of NOW and
wow.
NARAL, and I was a volunteer at Planned Parenthood. And I even had two abortions myself. And when I had my abortions, they told me that it wasn't a baby, that it was just a clump of cells.
Mm.
And I believed them. And it wasn't until many years later that I found out that I was lied to, that it wasn't a clump of cells, that it was, in fact, a baby.
Jane, I'm so sorry that you were lied to. It's tragic in every way you look at it. And, of course, we have a duty to our kids to figure out what the truth is. But when you're lied to, it's pretty rough.
Yes, it is. And they also told me that it was a very simple, easy procedure, and I can just get on with my life after it was over.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't true either, because it wasn't simple and it wasn't easy. It was very painful. And after the procedure was done, I suffered a lot from depression. And I couldn't understand why I was feeling so depressed and empty and ashamed. And so I just kept trying harder and harder to live this feminist life.
Mm.
But the depression wouldn't go away. So I turned a lot to alcohol and drugs, which just made it even worse.
Jane, I'm so sorry to hear this tragic story.
And so that's why I speak out now, because they're lying to women. That is a little baby that you're carrying in there.
Yeah, that's... And Jane, so you were you became a pretty hardened feminist?
Yes.
And does my call screener have it right? Did you actually... Were you an activist for abortion?
Yes, I was. I was a member of NOW and NARAL, and I volunteered at Planned Parenthood.
Oh, my. And how long ago was that when you volunteered for Planned Parenthood?
That was in the late 80s and early 90s.
Late 80s, early 90s. Well, yes. I'd like to tell you what happened to me in the late 80s, early 90s. I had a job working for Microsoft as a program manager. Mm-hmm. And I saw the coverage of the DNC, their convention in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I saw a group called Operation Rescue, founded by Randall Terry. And I was a Christian, pretty much living my life completely unconcerned about anybody around me, just selfishly. Yeah. I saw Christians out in the streets at the abortion clinics getting arrested because they loved their neighbor and they cared about the unborn.
Yeah.
And that so moved and touched me that brought me back to the Lord. I had basically backslidden and fallen away.
Yeah.
And seeing Christians put their life on the line was just devastating. And so, Jane, you didn't know this. I didn't know this was going to happen. But I'd like to introduce to you in the audience right now the founder of Operation Rescue, Randall Terry. Randall, thanks for dropping into the studio.
Bob, it's not only is it my delight, but it's almost one of those divine comedy things. I can't believe that you're here and I'm here together.
Yeah, it's great to see you again.
It's good to see
Randall.
You.
And Jane, so Randall Terry is on the line. Actually, he's in the studio unexpectedly. So back when you were volunteering for Planned Parenthood, we were with Operation Rescue and Operation Colorado. We were doing rescues at the Denver Planned Parenthood at 20th and Vine.
Well, God bless you for that. I mean, I probably was in your face screaming at you, but at that time.
Yeah.
Which I apologize. I sincerely apologize.
Jane, in the Lord Jesus Christ, I accept your apology and I welcome you as a sister.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. Thank you. God bless you.
It means a lot to me.
God bless you, Jane.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. Randall Terry, and thank you, Jane, from Centennial. What a great call. There's a former Planned Parenthood volunteer who's now working to protect unborn children in the personhood movement.
Oh, I love that. It's like Jane Roe.
Jane Roe.
Like Norma McCorvey.
Norma McCorvey, the Reverend Flip Benham, a dear friend of mine. He inherited your mantle after Keith Tucci headed up Operation Rescue. And he got the honor to baptize Norma McCorvey, who was the Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade.
God is good. God forgives. God redeems. God brings people into his kingdom who you would never... Paul, I mean, good grief, Saul of Tarsus becomes Paul. Mm-hmm. Bob, how are you? I mean, I know this is live radio, so we can't do too much of that.
No, it's absolutely fine. I'm well because of the Lord and because of Operation Rescue. Randy, I was doing well at Microsoft.
When you said that, I thought the guy could have the seven-digit package. Right?
Yeah, I had 5,000 stock options back in 1988. Was it 88? 88, during the DNC.
Yes.
And you got to stay there 5 years. I left. My job after leaving Microsoft was director of Operation Colorado. And you know what the salary was? Zero, of course. What's the salary? Pro-lifers are fighting in the street to love their neighbor, protect kids.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's the greatest thing that happened to me.
Do you have regrets?
No, not a single regret.
Good.
One of our listeners figured out those stocks split 6 times since then. They'd be worth about $42 million today. Not a single regret. Mm. My family, we have 7 precious boys. We serve the Lord. We work to love our neighbor. And so the DNC is coming up.
Yes.
And you're in Denver.
Yes.
Colorado. We formed the DNC Welcoming Committee, Randall.
Man, oh, man, I want to know how I can sign up and help welcome.
We have a lot planned. I saw on the Internet a pamphlet you did, Is It Immoral to Vote for Obama for President?
Yes.
And you've got 3 great scenarios in here. People should get this flyer. They could print it out on the Internet.
Yeah, well, here's what's going on, Bob. And by the way, I will do anything that you need me to do in the area. That's the first thing I want to offer, which may be nothing. I know you've got a great staff. You've got a great church.
Well, a lot's going on, but it's neat to have you here in Denver.
Well, here's what we're doing. We created this flyer, Is It Immoral to Vote for Obama for President? And do we have time to go over the 3 scenarios real quick? All right. Well, the 3 scenarios are this. scenario number one is I'm sitting in my car. Some guy knocks on the window. Hey, buddy, can you take me to the bank? My car broke down and I need to do some banking. And I say, sure, hop in. I take him to the bank. He gets out of the car and then pulls a mask over his face, draws a gun, and goes in, robs a bank, shoots the teller.
Oh, no. Now, this turns out to be sort of a pretty insightful and funny three scenarios.
Yeah.
But that first one, so the guy gets out of your car. Are you guilty?
No, because I did not know his intent.
I didn't know he intended to
right.
murder somebody, rob the bank.
Right.
God said, do not murder, do not steal.
Right.
Yeah.
So second scenario is I'm at my car and the guy goes up and says, hey, buddy, I want to rob a bank and shoot the teller so there's no witnesses. Will you give me a ride?
Oh, boy.
I'd say, hey, sure, hop in. I'm from New Jersey. We do that where I'm from, too.
Yeah, forget about it. You think I'll turn down a brother? Come on, get in the car.
So he goes, he robs the bank, shoots the teller. Did I participate in the sin of murder and theft?
Yes.
Yes,
because you did.
Yes.
Because you know.
That's right.
It was knowingly.
Yes, I knew his intent. The third scenario is, because there's people who go, well, Obama doesn't kill children with his own hands. He's just letting people make up their own mind and choose for themselves what they want to do. So, okay, here's the third scenario. I'm at the car. I'm at the light, and the guy comes up and says, boom, boom, boom. Hey, buddy, my friend is going to rob the bank and shoot the teller. I don't even believe in bank robbery. But, you know, I don't want him to get in trouble, so I'm going to go and I'm going to be a lookout, and if the cops come, I'll distract them. Will you give me a ride? Oh, sure, hop in. I've got friends who do crazy things, too. I'll help you. So we go down there. The bank robber pulls up, gets out of his car, goes in, bang, bang, screams fill the air, and a cop comes running around the corner with his gun drawn. He's looking for assailants. He's looking for victims. And the guy that's in my car jumps out. Officer, I saw a man run down that alleyway carrying a bag. He came running out of the bank. He had a bag and he had a gun.
Yeah, he's an accomplice.
Right.
Right.
Cop runs down the alley. There's nobody there. But then the real robber comes out, looks at the guy that was with me, winks, nods, thanks him, and takes off. Did I participate in the sin of murder and robbery? Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Because I knew the intent of the accomplice, and I became an accomplice. When I said, I'll help you help your buddy, right. I became an accomplice.
Yeah, when we talk about crimes committed, whether it's the mafioso, whether it's the Godfather, or if it's even the head of state like an Adolf Hitler or Saddam Hussein. When we talk about all the people Saddam Hussein killed, tens of thousands, 100,000, systematic genocide of his own people, it doesn't matter if he, with his own hands, strangled someone to death. If you advocate, if you defend, if you authorize, then you are guilty of the shedding of innocent blood.
That's right.
And God hates the shedding of innocent blood.
All right, now let's bring this full circle because I'm the guest here and I'll be escorted out very shortly. I know the way this works.
Right.
We're going to hand this flyer out by the tens of thousands.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for volunteers who want to give us 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, or 2 hours right after dinner. Mm. And the object is to create a stir. So let's be honest. You are to the right of Genghis Khan.
Yeah. Right,
so
right.
Everybody listening to your show, 9 out of 10 of them are with you.
Yeah.
And that's
hardcore
awesome.
Right-wing Christians.
Right. But what we want is to turn them into hardcore activists, people mm-hmm. who take this message to the street and who are not afraid. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, blessed are you when men hate you, revile you, cast your name out as evil, say all manner of evil against you falsely. Mm. For my sake, he said, rejoice in that day, leap for joy. That's the way they treated the prophets who were before you. I'm looking for people who have the guts for the next 7 days. Maybe it's 2 hours here. Maybe it's 2 hours there. Maybe you say, look, dude, I'll give you a whole day. I need help handing out this flyer.
And during the DNC or starting now?
We're starting Tuesday. This is how crazy I am. I'm going to give out my cell phone.
Oh, you are crazy.
I am.
Randy. Okay, Randall Terry, founder of Operation Rescue, is going to give out his cell phone number if you'd like to help him. And these are fabulous flyers. Mm-hmm. And, Randall, you and I have talked about some of the things the DNC Welcoming Committee is planning.
Yes.
And we could talk more about that off the air.
I figured out your thing.
Uh-oh.
I won't say it. But I figured, you got to know, this man has the goods.
It's top secret.
I just
But our Clinton watch is not. That's, we've got digital cameras at the strip joints around town. We're going to post the pictures, photos of the Democratic representatives going in during the DNC.
Well, I just want to know if it'd be okay with you if I took Hillary into one of those places. Just me and Hillary and maybe Chelsea hanging out.
Yeah, that's Democratic family values. And then we have the Sheets of Shame, 2,300 sheets that we're going to use to expose the wickedness of the Democratic Party supporting child killing. But that's a secret what we're doing.
I know. All right, well, let me give up my cell phone. One other thing, people. My website is about to post all of the meeting places. So on Monday night and Tuesday night, I'm going to have a little restaurant gathering at 7 o'clock for those who want to know more. But everything will be posted on the website within the next 24 hours. The website is randallterry.com, RANDALLTERRY, randallterry.com. My cell phone number is 904-687-9804. And if you're willing to distribute these at Walmarts, Kmarts, the mall, at churches during Mass or during an evangelical or Baptist church service, we're going to run down the parking lot, boom, 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 put them under the windshield wipers. Mm-hmm. It's just good old-fashioned activism.
Hey, Randy, some of our friends from Operation Rescue from 20 years ago have been negotiating with the city for free speech zones and a permit process, and that's fine.
We're doing a sit-in, man.
Well, good for...
We're doing a sit-in. We're going to do a sit-in.
Well, you mean civil disobedience.
I mean peaceful civil disobedience. I need volunteers who say, hey, I'll spend a couple hours in jail with you.
Wow. Well, when the media called us at American Right to Life and asked, are you guys, did you get a permit yet? Are you going to use the free speech zones? I said, look, a free speech zone is from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and God is the one who issues protest permits against abortion, so we're set.
Good for you.
We don't need to talk to the Denver City. We're set. And we are set.
Yes, God help us.
And we'll shout it from the mountaintops, from the rooftops, that it's wrong to kill unborn children. It is wrong. And the Democrats are doing that.
I love what you're doing. I thank God you've hung in there. Everybody who stands and gets the heck beat out of them, God love you, man. God love you.
It's tough, Randall. Operation Rescue, it's talk about a battle. And I wasn't prepared spiritually, morally. And my life fell apart. And, you know, I noticed leaders around the country in Colorado. I think we had three or four major leaders whose families fell apart, and mine was one. I was the director. And it was tragic, and when it was over, I realized, hey, I could just go my own way, or I could humbly ask God to I know he's forgiven me, but to rebuild my life. And he has. You know, he has rebuilt my life. The most beautiful Christian wife in the world, Cheryl, seven precious boys, all boys. We never figured out girls.
I love it.
Seven precious boys. So has happened.
And I've gone through very similar circumstances, you know. And I want to say this to the listener. There are many people listening right now who say, man, I want to serve God. I want to do stuff like Bob's doing, but I did this or I did that and I'm not worthy. The central human being of the Bible outside of Christ is David.
King David.
And the most famous man in the New Testament outside of Christ is Peter. So if you look at these two icons of the Christian faith, Peter, who denies Jesus, not only denies him, but with cursing and swearing denies him. And then Jesus makes him the first pastor. And then David, who betrays everything that he knew God wanted him to do, and then God uses him to bring forth the lineage of Christ and to write the scriptures.
Yeah, Jesus came to inherit the throne of David.
Correct. So,
and the Apostle Paul, I mean, I hate it when I talk about my own life and I have to bring up David and Peter and Paul. It's pretty despicable, you know? Why couldn't I bring up Joseph? But that's my...
Joseph as in the foster father of Jesus?
Joseph as in the Old Testament, who there's nothing you could say against Joseph.
Yeah, he was probably a little arrogant when he was young. If he hadn't been so arrogant, his brothers might not have thrown him in that pit.
Yeah, there we go. Only the Lord was righteous. But God is a God who turns ashes into joy. And he uses
sinners to become saints. So if you're listening right now, whatever you do, if you've had an abortion in your background, that doesn't disqualify you. That gives you special energy.
Yeah, Jane from Centennial volunteered for Planned Parenthood.
I want to meet Jane. I want to meet Jane. I want Jane to help us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, friends, there is a God who redeems the lives of broken people and makes them into an emerald of beauty in his hand. Mm. So don't give up and help Bob in all that he's doing. And if you've got a few hours in there you want to help me, my cell phone is 904-687-9804.
So, Randall Terry, thank you for the influence you had on me 20 years ago.
You're welcome. I feel bad that you missed out on all those stock options. I actually do. But if you don't have any regrets, I don't have any regrets.
No, I don't have the slightest regret when we see how the Lord has blessed our family, our kids, and just the people have come to God through the battle against injustice, against the killing of the innocent. You know, how long ago, I think it was yesterday, a Christian said, you know, our job should be soul winning, not fighting abortion.
Mm. Well, only the born say that.
Yeah, right. The pro-lifers I know do so much more witnessing, evangelizing, bringing people to Jesus Christ than the ones who are not pro-life.
Yep.
I mean, how many people have come to Jesus Christ through the rescue movement? How many people came back to the Lord? Me included.
Courage. Courage. In other words, what you're talking about is the guts to stand up for babies, the guts to preach Christ. It's about courage. Courage is the propellant that pushes the other virtues into action when they're needed. And what we're desperate for is people of courage.
And they asked Jesus Christ, what are the two great commandments? He said, love God and love your neighbor. And when somebody says, I don't care what happens about abortion, I'm preaching the gospel, that's called apathy. Mm. That's hating your neighbor. If they're trying to kill your neighbor's kids, you cry out to the Lord, you cry out against the wickedness, you expose the wickedness, and you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Randall Terry, thank you for dropping in the studio.
Bob, and thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, Bob and you're live. It's great to have you on the show. Thank you, Randall. Maybe we'd talk a few minutes off the air when we're done. All right, the website is KGOV.com, and American Right to Life has made it clear they got a sweatshop going full steam with these 2,300 sheets. They're sewing almost about 5 miles worth of seams. 5 miles worth of seams. 50 volunteers working 3 shifts, morning, afternoon, and evening. And if at all possible, if you could help American Right to Life, it's 1-888-888-ARTL. 888-888-ARTL. And Bob and Yart Live needs your help. One way to help is to go to our website, KGOV.com, because all authority flows from God. And that's what government is all about. So KGOV.com, you can look at our resources, make a donation. And then Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a fabulous school, pre-K through 12. Maranatha in Arvada. School is starting real soon. So call up Maranatha, 421-0321. That's Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. So God bless you.
That tailgate guy, he's the guy whose car is always way too close for comfort. Sure, you could teach him a lesson by slamming on your brakes, but you're a safe driver. At Allstate, they think you deserve a reward for not stooping to his level. So if you've got a safe record, you can save big on car insurance. Safe drivers should pay less. That's Allstate's stand. Are you in good hands? Call Allstate agent James Enright at 303-422-6900. Discount and insurance offered only with select companies and subject to availability and qualifications. Discount may be lower and applies to most major coverages. Allstate Insurance Company and Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.